You are listening to the War on Autism podcast, where autism, recovery, and life coaching collide. I am your host, Allison Smith, certified life coach and mom of an amazing autistic son. Hello, everybody. I hope everyone has had a wonderful month of April. I love this month, not only because it is my birth month. However, I'm feeling a little sad about this one. I will be 35, which means I will always be closer to 40 than 30 beginning this month. So other than that, I do love the month of April. In Texas, April is just prime season. The blue bonnets are blooming. It is not stifling hot yet. The trees are full and it is just absolutely gorgeous in Texas. I don't know where you are, but if you get the chance to explore Texas in the month of April, I would highly recommend it. It is absolutely gorgeous here. So I realized as I was looking over my previous podcast episodes that I have talked a lot about detoxing lately. I've talked a lot about, you know, just scientific case studies, and we've sort of went down the path of science. And even though I love that because I am a detox coach and that is what I do for my clients, and I do talk about that so much on TikTok, I sometimes forget that I am a certified life coach and that the skills that I learned really need to be heard by a lot of the caregivers in the autism community. And since it is Autism Awareness Month, I felt like maybe this would be a good opportunity to sort of change your views a little bit, or maybe give you some other thoughts to think, so to speak. So as a life coach, I forget that I've learned wonderful skills of managing my mind and managing my thoughts and my feelings and my emotions and my actions. And I'm able to do that through being a life coach. And sometimes I forget that that's not knowledge that everyone knows. I really feel like it should be taught in high school. We should all be taught how to manage our thoughts, because from our thoughts come our feelings and our actions and the rest of our lives. And you can probably relate to this to some degree, but I feel like when you're a teenager, you pretty much only talk to yourself in negative tones, especially girls. I feel like I was so harsh on myself as a teenager, and I never talked to myself very nicely, and I always judged myself way harder than anyone else ever has. And that's a skill that I wish I had known, you know, back when I was in high school. And with that being said, now that I am a parent, I sort of feel like that creeps back in, because we judge ourselves so hard as being parents. We are constantly making mistakes, and that's just part of it. You know, it's part of being a parent is learning and making mistakes, but I feel like we learn from such a young age to have that negative self-talk. Therefore, our thoughts become negative, our feelings become negative, and then our actions are negative. And then we end up in this cycle where our actions produce more negative thoughts and then more negative feelings and more negative actions, and we just keep going and we spiral out of control. And it is so easy to do, especially when you have a special needs child, because it's just hard. I would love to say that it's, you know, a walk in the park and it's the greatest thing, which it is the greatest thing, but it is hard. And I feel like being an autism parent, sometimes it can not only be hard, but it's lonely, because not everyone in your circle is going to understand what you're going through. Not everyone's going to understand the thoughts that you're having about yourself, because I feel like with autism, as a parent, you just question your decision making because you really don't know, especially when you have that child that can't communicate to you. You're doing so much guesswork to try to do the best that you can. And then when you guess wrong, then we end up just beating ourselves up. So today I want to talk about the fact that we can choose every day to think in a more positive, more joyful way. It's a hard choice to make. And just so you know, I'm not telling you to lie to yourself. I'm not telling you that the world is rainbows and butterflies by any means, but I am telling you that you do have power to control the thoughts that you have. And by doing so, you can find joy in things that maybe otherwise you wouldn't notice. So for example, one of the things that I have found a lot of joy in autism is that we get the opportunity as parents to truly celebrate our babies whenever they reach an accomplishment. So, you know, your neurotypical child, as they start growing and developing, they develop at such a rapid rate that it's just almost complacent to the parent. It's like, oh yeah, he said this. Oh yeah, she did that. Oh yeah, you know, and it just sort of rolls off, and that's part of their normal day to day. However, we get the profound joy of getting to live in that accomplishment because their accomplishments maybe don't come as frequently. You know, I remember when my son started to speak again and he said his first word. That was like a celebration that lasted a week. You know, I was calling everyone. You won't believe he said the word up. You won't believe it, you know, and we got to celebrate and just bask in it. We got to feel joy all over because it was so huge. And, you know, we held on to that. Like, we held on to that joy and we used every last ounce of it until it carried us to the next big milestone. And that's something really beautiful that we can try to remind ourselves as autistic parents, that we have that opportunity to really, truly celebrate their wins. You know, we're not pushed for time. It's not like they're doing something every 15 minutes. I mean, we would love them to, don't get me wrong, but we have that opportunity to truly celebrate and explain to them, oh, that's so great. You know, all of that positive reinforcement, all of those celebrations, all of the claps, all of the hugs, all of the tickles for making an accomplishment. And that's a beautiful thing for us. So don't ever forget to just enjoy when your little one makes that accomplishment. And we have the wonderful opportunity to bask in that joy. So another thing that we can also talk about is that one of the most beautiful things of being an autistic parent is that we have learned that there are little moments that can fill our cup completely. I feel like sometimes people need so much, like they need so much to fill their cup. But I feel like as I've met more and more autistic parents, we don't need a whole lot to fill our cup. Just those little moments mean so much to us, and they are just so compounded that we are able to just live a full life from something very, very small. We have learned to love the little moments, and that's something that we can be proud of ourselves for. That's something that you can, you know, feel good about, that you, you know, you don't have to have all of these things to feel whole, to feel like your life is worth something. All we need is like that little hug from our baby. You know, maybe our child hasn't wanted to hug in several days and he finally comes around and gives you that big hug. Like, that's enough to carry you for a month. And we have learned that. And that's something so beautiful to celebrate, the fact that we can appreciate such little moments. And another thing that I've noticed lately, and I guess it's just because of the age that my son is at, but he's 3. And I've had lots of people tell me, it's not the terrible 2s that get you, it's the terrible 3s. And they are not wrong. They are not wrong. I feel like behaviors start to really rear their heads at about age 3. And just so you know, for boys, at age 3, that's when they start to produce their own testosterone. So I feel like that's the culprit. It's the man in him that's trying to come out, that's giving me all this attitude. But in that, we have developed, and I know I have, and I know so many of my mom friends, especially those that have been in the ABA world longer than me, we have really evolved in this unbelievable conflict resolution. Like, and you know what I'm talking about. As a parent to an autistic child, you have this skill of conflict resolution that most people do not have, just because we've been taught about the behaviors. We understand reinforcement. We understand redirection. We understand those things to such an elevated level that most of your neurotypical, you know, parents don't, because they're not challenged to learn that. Not saying that that's a bad thing, but I think that's something that we should really celebrate and find piece in that we have a really wonderful life skill that can help not only our children, but I feel like this skill always comes in handy when you have like that new mom whose child was newly diagnosed and they're like, I don't know what to do. And then we can, you know, offer that sense of support. We can offer that knowledge that we have and we can pass it along to build that really strong network and that really strong community between the autistic community. So I feel like that's something really wonderful that we should celebrate, is that we do have this fantastic skill of conflict resolution. You know, we have this wonderful appreciation for little moments. You know, I say that we're not emotionally high maintenance is what I would say. And, you know, we get the opportunity to bask in the moment. We get to enjoy every single moment. And then one of the most beautiful joys of autism is that we get to see the world through their eyes. There is so much to be said for empathy. There is so much to be said for really trying to see the world through their eyes. It is a wonderful gift. It is a wonderful skill. And it really helps you appreciate. It helps you love. It helps you work. It helps you do all things better. Because when you can see the world the way that our babies see the world, it sort of takes us out of our own world. You know, it takes the selfishness, it takes the me and the I out of it. And we're able to give our children what they need when we are able to get on their level and see things through their eyes and have a more beautiful perspective on the world. And that's something that not everyone gets the opportunity to do. That's something that not every parent is going to be able to relate to. They're going to continue in their world just like always because they don't have a child that needs them on that level. They don't have a child that they have to go the extra mile for. And the fact that you are in that race right now with your baby has put you a step above. Not only in your character, but also in your wisdom, in your level of kindness, your level of empathy, and the amount of love that's so unconditional. I would like to say every parent loves their child unconditionally, but not all of them do. Majority do, but not all of them. But I feel like us parents that have been given these autistic children, we just maybe love a little harder because we see them for the pure, innocent, beautiful soul that they are. So with that being said, I know this is a very short podcast, but I know that all of my audience are busy parents for the most part, and so I don't need to get on here and ramble, but I just wanted to take the time to show you the joys of autism. If you're a caregiver, I know it's hard. It is so stinking hard. But if you can take the time when you notice yourself having those negative thoughts, when you start feeling like you're failing as a parent, just think of those things. Just think of the fact that you have the ability to love your child unconditionally, that you have the chance to see the world through their eyes, that you have learned to celebrate little moments and to live and bask in their accomplishments. That's a beautiful thing that brings about beautiful feelings, gives you those warm butterfly feelings. And then from there, you can continue to move on and celebrate yourself as a parent and always, always, always celebrate your little awesome child. If you'd like to connect with me further, you can find me on TikTok at War on Autism or Instagram at Allison_Smith_89. Feel free to book a detox session with me at www.waronautism.org. Until next time, my friends, fight the good fight. Goodbye.